Well, let's bring our man to extrapolate the data from yesterday's game. It's Brian Westbrook, and he did call the Buffalo Bills over the Jets, and he started crowing about it from, like, the time, like, the game wasn't even over, he started crowing about it. Anyway, Westbrook's brought to us by Visit Philly, headed to the city for the game, booked the Visit Philly overnight hotel package, and enjoy over $200 worth of free perks, including free parking. Find out more at visitphilly.com. Mr. Westbrook, what happened yesterday?
Oh, man. Disappointing game for our Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. You know, there is certainly a lot of blame to go around. You want to start at the top, Doug, and not having his team prepare coming off the bye. We saw a team yesterday that played with zero sense of urgency. They almost seemed like they were going to roll out there and the Dallas Cowboys were going to lay down. And that's not ever going to be the case. We haven't seen that be the case in Tennessee, Tampa Bay. None of these teams have laid down for this football team. And for some reason, our team looked like they thought the Cowboys were going to lay down for them. But, you know, a lot of blame to go around. Where do you want to start at?
Well, first of all, let's take the bye, because you've experienced byes. And I'm curious to know how players perceive a bye. The assumption is they're fresh and they're ready to play and they're going to be playing like tigers. Does it happen that way? Like, well, what happens between a bye week and that game that you have to play next?
Well, there's a couple of different ways to think about it. If you're a good team, a perennial playoff team, like we were for much of my time in Philadelphia, you know, we were winning. We were on winning streaks. We had, you know, a very good record by the time of the bye, maybe a couple of losses, 6-2, 7-1 type of team. Then Andy Reid said, you know, we want you guys just to get rested, to get healthy. We're going to give you much of the week off. And then he really gave us almost an entire week off. Then there was other situations where we were not playing very well and we were not a cohesive unit. We weren't a disciplined football team. We needed the work. And Andy would practice us 2-3 days, you know, of that bye week because we needed to get better. We had a lot of work to do, and that bye week served as an opportunity for us to get better, even though we weren't playing a game. And so we still got some rest. We didn't get as much rest as we thought we needed. But at the same time, we got better during the bye. That was the most important part. The other side to that is during the bye, the coaches have an opportunity to do some self-scouting. They have an opportunity to look back over the tendencies. What do they normally do on first down, offensively and defensively, second and third down, same type of thing. And so not only are the players being rested and hopefully getting better, coming back fresh with a sense of urgency, the coaches have a better understanding of what they typically do in certain situations. And to me, I don't think either one of those things happened. I don't think the players came back with a sense of urgency. I don't think they came back looking well rested and fresh. And the three things, I guess. And I also don't think that Doug and his coaching staff came back with a great game plan of how to win a football game.
Brian, I want to let you hear what Doug Peterson said, which to me is a mind-boggling thing to say. This quote is almost like he doesn't know what's going on with his team. Let's play this, and I want you to react to it.
Am I giving enough as a head football coach? Am I giving enough to the team? Am I giving up? You know, am I sacrificing enough in my game planning, in my study during the week? You know, I got to look at myself, and that's what I ask the players to do, is they got to look and see, are they getting extra conditioning? Are they getting extra film study during the week? Are they getting rest at night? That all those things are part of wins and losses, and so that's something that'll never change.
All right, are they getting enough extra film study? Are they getting enough? Like, shouldn't he know that?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of those things that Doug just mentioned is part of the culture of your team. I mean, all of those things, film study, enough rest, all those things are what the culture of your team has to be. Hardworking team, we're going to go lay it out on the line. We're going to come back. We're going to rest. We're going to be prepared. We're going to understand the game plan. All those things, that's the culture of your team. And the head coach is responsible for that. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and say that Doug holds all the responsibility, because I don't believe that he does. But there's a certain amount of responsibility that every head coach around the league holds as far as making sure that their team is ready and prepared to play. So for that part of this loss, I certainly you have to hold Doug responsible for that.
All right, let's look at a couple things I want to look at. To me, the defense not being able to get a stop after they scored to get momentum to tie it what was the underlying theme for this game. But let's look at the offense, because you're the offensive guy. They bring Golden Tate in. They only give him 20% of the snaps, even though they gave him a 40-play package that he should have known. And also the running back substitution pattern, again, it's clear the best back they have right now is Adams. He did bust a play, and then they go back to the same old thing with the Smallwood and the Clement. Explain what they're trying to do offensively here.
You know, I don't think they have very much confidence in any of their running backs. We've seen snaps decrease for Smallwood. We've seen touches decrease for Clement. And Adams is really the only one that's trending upward as far as guys in that backfield. And I just question, it's almost like if you have two quarterbacks, you really don't have any. And in a way, this backfield kind of feels that if we have three guys, that means we really don't have faith in any of the guys to be that complete back to leave in when we need to run the ball, to leave in when we need to pass the ball, and certainly need to be able to block. I don't know that they have enough confidence in any of the guys to leave them in. And that kind of means to me that none of these backs are complete backs. And I went into this season thinking Corey Clement was the closest thing to a complete running back that we had, and he just hasn't been able to get it done. I think Wendell Smallwood has had some issues as far as blocking. I thought he got a little bit better. I don't know that the coaching staff has as much confidence in him. And Josh Adams is a rookie, and so there's a lot of work to do in this backfield. And, you know, when we were talking about Le'Veon Bell weeks ago, about trading for Le'Veon Bell, the reason why I would have at least considered it is because now your coach has confidence in the running back that's back there, instead of having three guys that you really have no confidence in any of them. And so it just seems to me that Doug is interchanging guys in and out because he doesn't have confidence in any of these guys. The other part of this offense and running the football is you got to give it a chance to go. You have to give it some consistency. You have to give the offensive line opportunity and be committed to it. That's something that has been the rallying cry of this offense all season long. And it seems at this point, Doug is not willing to do that.
Would you have gotten Tate involved a little more?
Well, I think it's pretty simple. The reason why you bring him in, you trade the third-round pick for the guy, and you have eight games because who knows what happens at the end of the season. You can tag him, I suppose, or he's a free agent. And so as much as you can get him the football, that's what I would do. And that's why the bye week comes into play. You have a complete bye week, and if I'm Doug and that staff, I know we all want to get away from the game, but we have a new guy coming in that can literally help us win the division. So what I would have done as a coaching staff, I would have went back to the Dallas game where Golden Tate, and I would just draw up all those plays against the same defender that he played against, and those are the plays we're going to run, especially with him in the game. And I would make him fit into our offense. I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, you were going to target him 15 times, but I would have found a way to get him 7, 8, 9 targets, and that's partly Carson's job. It also is a big-time part for Duck, and it just didn't seem like that happened over the bye week.
Yeah, we're talking Brian Russell. Brian, last thing. You know, they're not being coached very well right now, and offensive coordinator or defense coordinator-wise. And now let's look at the rest of the season, because we thought 9-7, and they win a tiebreaker, is the only chance they had to get in the playoffs and win the division. What do you think now?
Well, I still think they should beat the Giants, which is not really saying much. I think they'll split with the Redskins, and I think they still have a difficult time beating this Dallas team in Dallas. And so, to me, that means you lose the division and you do not make the playoffs. That's the unfortunate truth. Here's the thing, and we didn't really talk about the defense, but until you shore this up, I don't know that you can even beat the Redskins if they can get some of their offensive linemen back. And on the defensive side of the ball, we didn't see a willingness to game tackle. We didn't see a willingness of our defensive line and linebackers to get off of blocks and to tackle the ball carrier. So now you have Ezekiel Elliott not getting his first contact to 5-6 yards down the field. And that's terrible. That's bad defense. When this defense was good, they were rallying to the football. Every time the ball carrier had the ball, they had 4 or 5 guys around the ball carrier. Yesterday, we're hoping and praying that the safety, and a lot of times it was Corey Graham, could come up and make a one-on-one tackle with Ezekiel Elliott. And that's just hard to do consistently. That's why he had all the yards that he had. And so defensively, we were not aggressive enough. Obviously, the injuries play a big part in that. But right now, this team just isn't good enough on both sides of the ball to be even considered a playoff team.
Yeah, you're right about that. They got blasted on the line of scrimmage as far as they, and you know, that's what used to be one of their strengths, stopping the run. And Dallas had a fragmented offensive line. They had a guy leave the game. They had a couple new guards. It's weird. So they're done as far as you're concerned. They're not going to the playoffs.
Based off of what I saw yesterday, unless something changes, unless you find a way to score 29 points a game, 30 points a game, unless that happens in the next couple of weeks, then it's just hard for me to figure that they all of a sudden figure out a way to stop the run when they go play Dallas again. And the Washington Redskins, guess what? They want to run the football too. Now, their offensive line is not nearly as good, but they want to run the football, and that's what they want to do. They're not going to make a bunch of mistakes. And so as for us defensively, if we continue to play the way that we've been playing, I don't see how we find a way to win our division, especially if we're going to lose to Dallas twice.
All right. P. West, good call on Buffalo.
Buffalo was a good call. I don't know. I have no clue how they did that.
Yeah.
To me, that just means the Jets lay down and that was obvious.
And you took the Saints too, didn't you?
Absolutely.
But you didn't win on the Atlanta.
That's a good Atlanta week for did
you.
Not travel.
A better week for you. I mean, I got to push on my college game. Boston College game up there.
So, better luck next time.
All right, man. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right.
I mean, this is Monday. We'll talk to you Friday. It's Monday. Yeah. We're reeling.